Hi, I'm Laura Flanders of The Laura Flanders Show, where I interview the best thinkers and doers of our time. On TV, the show premieres Sundays at 11:30 Eastern on PBS World and at The Laura Flanders Show YouTube channel. You can join my guests and me every week there in the live viewing party, and then catch us all week on public television stations. Prefer to listen? Find us on a radio station near you or subscribe to the free podcast. You'll find listings and ways to subscribe at LauraFlanders.org. That's also where you'll receive my regular commentaries. I call them the F word. Here's this week's. Independent media bring issues to the boil. Mainstream media inhale the steam. That's what Phyllis Kriegel, editor of New Directions for Women, told me back in the 90s, and it remains true today. Sierra Hinton, publisher and editor of Scalawag, a publication covering the South, cited a recent example. Not long ago, Scalawag ran an investigation by a local reporter into murdered and missing Indigenous women. The story had been reprioritized and ultimately killed by a mainstream outlet, she explained. But once published by Scalawag, it was picked up and went national. And earlier this month, Interior Secretary Deb Haaland established a new unit to investigate. I'm not saying our reporting made it happen, said Hinton, but it helped. There's another story in Scalawag that I hope will have the same impact. It's by Mab Segrist, longtime anti-racist author and organizer. Mab's report was commissioned by Blueprint NC, and it takes a detailed look at the men and women from North Carolina who took part in the January 6th insurrection in Washington. What she finds, with the help of the North Carolina Anti-Racist Research Collaborative, is a number of anti-abortion activists and long-ignored white supremacists and militia organizers, a lot of private military-style training camps locally, and a load of military-grade weapons distributed to a rather dubiously elected local sheriff, courtesy of a federal program. How all these pieces fit together isn't entirely clear, but the research raises all sorts of questions, and given oxygen by Scalawag, the report's intended, if nothing else, to break the silence currently booming from state law enforcement. Segrist and Blueprint NC teaming up with Scalawag show what local independent media reporting can compile. And there's more to it, too. Whereas the national story from Washington puts a president and a remote set of lawsuits at the center, Scalawag's story puts local people there, both as the problem and the solution. Broken down to familiar faces, the problem seems more tackleable, and Segrist ends by pointing out that local actors put a previous generation of violent racists behind bars. So that's another thing independent media do. At their best, independent local media put power and responsibility and possibility in local hands. And what do you think would happen if we all inhaled that steam? You can watch my conversation with Sierra Hinton of Scalawag and the co-founders of a new BIPOC-led media coalition called URL this week on The Laura Flanders Show, and find our feature on Segrist's book Administrations of Lunacy at LauraFlanders.org, or find the show on a public TV or radio station near you. Check our website for local listings. Thanks.